entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Aww. Snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for going to DJNewStyleShow.com, downloading our shows, subscribing to our podcast. And thank you for listening to the rest of the HearUsTalk.com. Let's just call it an empire. Why don't we just go that far and call it a goddamn cornered market, miraculous, spectacular empire of talk. With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, a human delight, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm very content. How are you?
You know what? I applaud you, Steve. Thanks for not shooting, you know, a bunch of shit up our assholes with saying you're great, because we know. We know how it goes with you. We know.
You're content.
Just content.
And it's fine.
And what you're content with might just be someone else's pure misery. And isn't that enough, Steve, just being content?
No, that would make me happy. Someone else's pure misery definitely would make
me
happy.
That is true. Steve, we're broadcasting live from a newly redesigned version of Hear Us Talk. There's been a lot of talk about it. There's been subtle jabs coming from the likes of Clayton from Texas on Hate Us Talk.
Who is he jabbing at?
You know, the fact that for maybe 17 years, the site hasn't fucking been changed. He's been probably...
I said the same thing.
Well, I mean, he's been a part of the network and been completely unrepresented by the site.
That's true.
He deserves to have jabbed us. Like Frank, who's going to be joining us a little later. Did you just say, ugh? Did you just do that?
No. I was...
You should have, because he's...
I was thinking about something
No,
else.
I'm kidding. He would jab at me and say, well, why don't you just update the site? Like, it's changing a fucking tablecloth. Like there's no work involved. Like, it just, should just be done. This is how he views things that other people have to do. But when he has to do something, oh, the mountains that must be moved. Oh, the goddamn fjords that must be crossed. Well, what do you have to do? I got to get a new toilet paper roll on there. I don't know how that happens. Got to research. Got to stress.
I don't know how that gadget works in the middle, that little bar between the two parts of the toilet paper.
How amazing. Yeah, how amazing is it that something that he has no concept of is just easy and something that he expects out of people. And by the way, we are doing a live show, and Survivor Dude, a.k.a. Tommy Pantera, has decided to point out that when you say mountains are being moved, it's the mountains of paper in his basement.
Dot matrix printouts from 1992.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the type of shit that they printed out in the background of war games. Just for the paper with the dot. Yeah, the dot matrix shit with that you had to pull the sides off of. And it just looked like pure shit. Anyway, Steve, finally, thank you very much for being one of the people I went to review the design. Thank you for your input, which consisted of, just put it up. It's good. Put it up. It's nice.
And that wasn't even the current one.
That was the last one.
I didn't see the current one until you're like, it's up.
That was the last one. Well, the thing is, I showed you an earlier mock-up of this iteration, and you said,
this one's better. This one's better than the last.
The thing is, you said, everything's good except get rid of the white, which is a background color. I asked you, and then I stopped asking you to review things after you said, just get rid of the white. I'm like, well,
yeah, I mean, That's the internet I come from, when there was a black background and the text was colored.
Yeah. Black background, animated fucking circular saws going across the... Don't fuck with this webpage. It's dedicated to Parker Lewis. Fucking terrible.
Synchronized swatches.
Yeah, I mean, we've done the black background thing for quite a while. And,
it was yellow, wasn't it? Essentially yellow, and then a
there
less
was yellow text and a black background. Have you looked at the site ever? Like, have you ever been to the goddamn site?
Yes. I'm always in the chat room.
Okay. Well, in any event, Steve, it's been you know, quite a long time coming, and I'm happy that it's up, and I'm going to at least now be able to focus on improving the individual modules that make up the site, the usability, the features of it, instead of just obsessing about fucking fonts and textures and layouts and grid and all this shit. So now that's one less thing to worry about. And now I can get on to making the site work a little better. For our shows who are on Heroes Talk, like, you know, the show we do right now, DJ New Style Show, obviously. Geeks of Rage, Hate Us Talk, and Best in Show, which is, you know, they're on a brief hiatus right now.
Break. Little break.
What's wrong with the word hiatus? Is that too long for you? Like, does that seem too long?
It's haughty. It's haughty. It's like hiatus is like, I'm going on holiday. Like, that's what you say. Like, no, you don't say that.
Sabbatical.
Not in America.
Should they say they're on sabbatical?
Yeah, you don't say I'm going on sabbatical or holiday. I'm going on a vacation. You don't say I'm going on hiatus.
Yeah, I hate when someone says I'm going on holiday. By the way, I fucking hate that. You're not from.
I'm from England. If they are from England, that's fine.
You get a pass if you're from England. Otherwise, you're just a fucking. You want to be. You're not even pretentious. You just want to be pretentious. Meanwhile, you're a fucking curdled piece of shit who should just say that they're on fucking vacation. Where are you going on holiday? What, Daytona Beach? You classy motherfucker. You're going to have something fried on a stick, but you're on holiday? Eat shit.
The people that are summering somewhere.
Oh, I'm gonna summer. I'm going to summer at the shore. Oh, what shore? Myrtle Beach. I'm going to go fucking ride a goddamn dune buggy on a fucking asphalt track and almost get raped during Black Biker Week. Not to be racist. It's just that, hey, let's face it. A lot of things happen on Black Biker Week.
That's the next episode of Eastbound and Down, actually.
Oh, is that what it is? I have not seen that show.
His son gets robbed by black bikers during Black Biker Week in Myrtle Beach.
I wonder what that's based off of. You think that's based off of reality? Or is that just pure racism?
No, they're from South Carolina.
Oh.
So.
No, what I'm saying is the idea of that being a plot point that would intrigue people. Do you think that's what happened, Steve? Or is that just an exaggeration of pure racist motivations?
No, it's purely racist. That's why it's hilarious, because he just mocks racism. First it was the Mexicans.
Let me tell you something. As someone who has been in Myrtle Beach during Black Biker Week, not that far of a stretch. Okay?
It's reality.
My sister's first year of college, my family would go on vacation, but they had to... they weren't used to having someone in college and doing the family vacation thing, so her first year... We used her spring break as a time where we could all go. She wouldn't have to take – people wouldn't have to take off of work. You know, we could all kind of just focus on that. She wouldn't miss any classes, none of that. So we went during her spring break, and we got there like one day early, and that was like the end of Black Biker Week. And you could just hear fucking a mixture of sirens – and fucking Japanese motorcycles revving up and people yelling.
Bottles breaking.
And people yelling, bump that ass. Constantly, bump it. Bump that ass. And you would look out and you would see just these fucking huge asses at the on the back of every fucking like Kawasaki Ninja just being shaken and smacked. By strangers, and this was the mid-90s, so everybody was filming stuff, but they had to use like the full-size tape camcorders. So they looked like fucking news broadcasters that were reporting just fucking disgusting flecked asses. And I say flecked because they're all dimpled and terrible. But yeah, it was a goddamn mob scene. And
sounds like it.
Imagine my surprise when the next morning everything was gone. Everything had cleared up. And I go down to start my my vacation, go to the pool, and the fucking pool's empty, and there's a guy scrubbing it. You want to talk about fucking racism versus reality? Yeah. Hey, listen. They're not all bad. Can I just say something? That exact phrase, "they're not all bad," was uttered by my German teacher about Nazis in high school. So maybe that's not a phrase we should probably use on this fucking show right now. It's the DJ New Style Show, ladies and gentlemen. Having a good goddamn day. Brand new shine on the website. Of course, not the DJ New Style Show website. That's as stale as fucking bread that we give to homeless people because we wouldn't eat it. It needs work. But hearustalk.com, of course. I've gotten a haircut recently. I'm ready for goddamn business, okay? I'm ready to not look like I've been captured and held against my will and forced to repeat things to my family about the wonderful Arabs that are holding me hostage. It's great. And Steve, do you cut your own hair? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I have for...
For how many years?
I'd say about 10.
Wow, 10 years. So
10, 15? Yeah, since I was probably about... Yeah, well, nah, 10, 12 years.
I mean, you can't be giving yourself any kind of a style, right? I mean, you're pretty much just doing the fucking Paris Island, the beginning of a Full Metal Jacket, just shaving your fucking head down, right?
Well, that's what I did for a while, but recently I've kind of, like, you know, learned that you can just pull areas out and then just clip it with a scissor and it looks fine.
You know, no, you look like when you do that, you look
you
like
can
Snape.
Shit out.
You look like fucking Snape, and you need to stop doing that.
I don't look like Snape anymore.
Well, because I made fun of your hair, and you decided to try to correct it. Yeah. I'm having a bit of trouble hearing because I yet again another fucking stuffed set of sinuses. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, but I feel like I'm on the edge of getting another cold, and this will be one every other week at this point.
Do you have allergies?
I think I do.
Have you ever had seasonal allergies?
Yes, and I think that's what I'm going through right now. I mean, we start out, we have a warm day, then we have fucking cold, and now my goddamn sinuses are fucking pulsing and churning, and it's just fucking terrible. It'll go from where everything's just dripping down the back of my fucking throat. I hate it.
You're actually lucky this year. I don't know if you noticed, but like we had that one like warm streak with like 70 and 80 degrees, and then it went down to like freezing one night and almost snowed.
Yes.
That killed a lot of the magnolia trees. If you look around at any magnolia tree, they're all brown.
Oh, really?
And like one day they all got killed, and that like is a lot of pollen just avoided. So,
I mean, not
could be worse. Could be worse.
What about all the fucking like flowering bushes that I still see? Like it didn't really do anything to them. There's still a lot of those yellow forsythia bushes that just grow like fucking like weeds. Those things have pollen in them, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but certain shit has more pollen. Like, actually, the worst thing are the like pine bushes. I forget what they're called, but they're just like you know, like the shrub pines. You know that you have a hedge. Those things put out the most pollen.
Look, we're not a fucking a show about horticulture, okay?
I know.
We're not trying to target the people who are greenhouse enthusiasts. If we were, we would be enraging them by calling it the shrub pine. Hey, you guys know the shrub pine? Yeah, they would actually come over with their fucking their all-in-one gardening tools and fucking gore our chest until we bleed all over our shitty mics. What I was getting at, Steve, is that I have for several years just gotten my hair cut and not given a shit who does it. I've never really cared who did it. Until recently when. I go to the same place I've always gone, and it's like a place in a mall, and they have a rotation of people, and at any given time they have 10 or so barbers or stylists, whatever the fuck you want to call it, whatever the fuck they have chosen to be called at this point. We've talked about job titles before, but people like they'll paint nails, but they'll be called a nail technician. I don't know what the fuck these people want to be called, but they cut hair and sweep it off the ground and then do it again and again until they go home and drink themselves until they retarded until they forget. Anyway, so I went to get my hair cut, and there's one guy that I refuse. I never want this dude to fucking comb my hair or cut my hair or whatever, because he doesn't listen. And I think he doesn't listen because he doesn't fucking speak the language. And I know that, like, being a barber, a lot of it is talking, but it's not required for your job. You know, a couple of hand signals, a couple of numbers, and you pretty much have it. Like, my usual routine is I'll take a five on the sides and not too short on top.
On the top.
And messy, and I'd make I shake my hand over the top of my head to indicate messy, I want it to look bad. And when I went there, I got the guy that I don't ever want to fucking cut my hair, but I'm lazy and I don't want to fucking say no because he's over there with his stupid fucking expressionless face. So I go there, and I remember the last time he did it, he tried to put a part in my hair, and he tried to fucking like burn it in with a hair dryer. Like, he tried to, like train...
Up the middle?
No, like, not down the... Yeah, like a fucking a 1903 steel worker right down the middle.
Yeah, like Snape.
Yeah, that's you, buddy. You're the one with the Snape hair. No, down the side, and I don't have one, so he would just fucking part it and then hold the heat on it. And I'm like, no part. No part. So this time, when I'm given the instruction, yeah, and he just nodded, said part.
I
said,
yes, part.
And I had to do the no, like cross your hands, like don't run me over type no. Like if you're in front of a car and you're crossing your hands like that, they should know to stop. Otherwise, they're going to try and actually kill you.
I don't know. No means no in pretty much like nine languages that most people speak.
Except Asian, where I guess it means part. So the guy was trying to give me a part the last time, and I remembered this. So I amended my instructions. I said, five on the sides, faded up, please. Messy on top. And I went extra messy, like, with my hand. I said, messy. No part. The guy nodded. First thing he does the sides. Looks good. Next thing he does is grab a fucking comb and push it down to the skin and spray the hair wet and make a fucking Hitler part. And it literally looked like Hitler. He fucking had it smeared over my fucking eyes on one side and then cut straight down, and he starts grabbing the goddamn hair dryer. I had to stop him, and I said, no part. And I made a part like a karate chop move, and then I went with no. And he goes, oh, okay. Okay.
No one to parto.
So, Steve, if you were a Chinese man carving, he was at the point where he was carving grooves in my head. The crowd seemed to love this. What if you were being told not to put a part in someone's hair? What do you think your move would be, Steve? What would you do?
I'd probably put the part in your hair.
Is that what you do? Well, he stopped.
You said if I was an Asian man, because
I said no part, and the guy stopped the part, but he did something else. He kept the hair dryer, and he decided I'm gonna just fucking comb the hair straight fucking back and make it as perfectly straight back as possible, but somehow do it with pure dry hair.
Yeah, it's a pullback.
And at a certain point, when he was done, there wasn't like a separation between any of the hairs. They were lined up perfectly, going straight back, and they had a good 3 inches of poof over the top of my head. My head actually looked like when Chewbacca looks dressy at the end of Star Wars, he's all gussied up, and they get a medal for him, and the top of his head is just fucking pristinely brushed back. It looked exactly like that. Or like a wolf man. Like,
it's a good look.
It was absolutely hideous. And I said, messy. Messy? messy. And the guy goes, gel?
You want to gel?
I said, yeah, gel. And so he starts fucking, he starts going, reaching for the gel. And then he goes, hand. I said, what? And he motions for me to stick my hand out. And he fucking squirts the gel in my own hand. Like, I've never, every time a guy at a barbershop, you know, the barber applies the gel usually to my fucking hair. So the dude just puts the gel in my hand and he starts telling me how to apply it. And I'm like, I've used gel. Like, I asked you. Like, I wouldn't just ask for gel and not know what the fuck it was. Like, you don't need to give me both the hand, brush back. No. So I just fucking, I took it, I glopped it in, and I made my hair as messy as possible. And the guy just started laughing. He just looked at me and laughed like it was the silliest fucking thing he's ever seen. You know, someone who didn't like having Chewbacca's upper half of a head. Absolutely fucking hideous. But it ended up actually being one of the best haircuts I've ever had. Like, the guy cut it perfectly. It's just that he made me look like Hitler and then Chewbacca within 10 minutes.
He was just going through the motions.
So you haven't had, like, the barber shop experience?
Oh, I used to. When I was younger, I used to go to a barber shop. It was actually an Italian guy who owned it, and he always had, like, the assistant. It was just him and one other guy.
Yeah.
And basically, everybody would go in and be like, that guy would have no one waiting because everybody would just go to the main owner, Nick. Yeah. And everybody would just walk in, and the guy's like, all right, I'm ready to go. And everyone's like, I'll wait for Nick. There was like 9 people ready, and Nick is there clipping hair. The other guy's just sitting there watching soccer.
He's got like a fucking a straight razor that he brought over from Italy. It's
rusty.
Yeah,
and I would never go to that guy because you just see, like, it got progressively worse because I've never, like, I saw him do like one or two haircuts, and in that time of like 6 to 7 years, like, they were all terrible because he just looked angry doing it. I'm like, I'm gonna wait for Nick.
Yeah, but I remember, I think every haircut you've had has just been some kind of shaved variety until you stopped really trying to cut it and actually tried to have hair, and you just had the whatever the fuck you have now. Yeah, when did you start growing it out? Like, I always remember you with like short hair.
Yeah, I had short hair for like 10 years.
I mean, you showed up to Frank's 40th birthday thing with short hair.
I'd say 18 to 28. I definitely had short hair most of the time during there.
And then you just blew it out. You just gave up. Fuck it. I'm drinking a bottle of Bartles and James every night. I may as well have the hair to go with it.
2 years ago. 2 years ago. And then I cut a lot of it off. Now it's growing all back again.
Oh, shit. Well,
I want to shave it off. It's getting there. It's getting close to that time because, like, I've never had tangled hair in my life.
And now you're getting it?
Yeah. Now I woke up with tangled hair and, like, tried to put a comb through it, and it's the most excruciating pain ever.
Is it that it's so long, or that, like, you've passed out and things are in it now?
No. It was so long that I got tangled hair.
I just picture you with just, like, your chair on its back and your legs on the desk. Just like a fucking crime scene, like how you wake up every morning.
No, I couldn't do that. I need to, like, lay down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I got tangled hair, like, every night, and I'm just like, all right, half of my hair is going off. Now I have tangled hair half of the nights. Now I just want to cut it all off so it'll never happen again.
Well, maybe you can use some of your weapons that you brought to Tommy Pantera's Spreecast. By the way, after this, we'll be doing a little bit of Spreecast. Frank said he was going to join in, but then again, Frank says a lot of things. I don't know where he is. I called him earlier, and he said, I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm photographing houses in the dark. I don't know what the fuck that means, but he's doing it. And he said he would be late, but who knows if he'll even show at this point.
Is Frank trying to, like, become a hipster?
What do you mean?
That's
Oh, you think he's doing, like, some Ansel Adams, some kind of, like, Tumblr photography? Is that what
I don't
doing?
Know. It just seems like he's doing, like, things that seem, like, you know, ironic and offbeat. And
give me an example. What are some of these things you think are offbeat and ironic?
I don't know. It just seems, you know, to try to have a shtick and...
Oh, you think you think he's putting all this shit on? You think he's just... This is what he does, trying to build a character? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think he's character building. I think he is character building, and not in a good way.
Well, whatever character he's building is not very good at words with friends. I'll tell you that.
I was just looking at that, actually. I was pulling up some some of his old words right after we mentioned the words with friends.
Yeah, I like how he gave Casey Alon shit for coming up with Hodge, H-A-J, and then he uses it. And then also he comes up with Taiga, T-A-I-G-A, and I guarantee you he has no idea what the fuck that means. I guarantee you.
You know what? You want me to read some words that he used? Speaking of a Hodge.
Do you have them here?
Yes, I'm looking at them right now.
Okay, these are words that Frank played against you after having complained that people like Casey are cheating because there's no way they could know what these words are.
This was March 21st when we ended this game. Okay. So, one of his words, mullah, as in a mullah of Iran.
Okay. He might know that.
He might. Like, I thought that was, not too far off. Biotite.
Really?
Biotite, which is a type of rock. Which I don't know.
There's no way he got that.
He's a real mineralogist.
You know what? He fucking tried. He just did trial and error in that shit.
But here's another one. Here's the one that really got me. A tautog. T-A-U-T-O-G.
T-A-U-T-A-G?
T-A-U-T-O-G.
Really?
A type of fish. It's the American puffer, white puffer fish or some bullshit.
There is no fucking way he knows what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's such a fucking hypocrite. This motherfucker. Exactly. What a piece of shit.
But the thing was, I'd love to slap
him in his fucking mouth. That's what I'd like to do. You think you don't think he just guesses? You think he's actually cheating? He's going to a cheat site.
I don't know. Like I can understand guesses that are like maybe five letters long, four letters long, but I don't know. That's an odd combination of letters to put together and try to guess and see if it works. T-A-U-T-O-G.
Not a chance. There's no way he knows it. I don't think he's going to call in tonight. That's going to be my prediction. He won't be a part of this. He will not be a part of this because I think what he does is listen and just kind of like almost dip his toe into the pool that is this show and see if it's favorable for his conditions.
Right now it's blood in the water and sharks are swirling.
Yeah. He's going to sit this one out. There's no cage available. He's just going to stay in the boat.
I can go on to our next game. Saeed, another Saudi Arabian term. I don't know. Frank's using some, some words from the Far East, Middle East.
He does not know this shit. Does not know this in the least. Fuck. Well.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve, we had a little bit of a lottery fever last week. Spent a good deal of money. My first time trying to win a little lotto cash.
A little.
jumped into the goddamn
more
ring.
Than $500 million.
Yeah. Tried to take my clip home a little bit. And I know I didn't win, but I decided to continue on because no one else won. I joined an office pool and found out that we did win a little bit of money. And rather than split it out, the person who orchestrated the pool of tickets decided to just take the winnings and buy more tickets for the next drawing.
Yeah, bullshit.
What?
How much money was the winnings?
Well, there were 10 of us, and we each paid $5, so it was 50 tickets. So
okay.
We got $2. We won $2.
Out of everybody, won $2.
Out of everybody.
Okay, then that's not a bad reinvestment.
That would have been 20 cents a piece. Not a good deal at all. We'll see what happens. We're not gonna fucking make a goddamn dime. What I hated was, you better move your cars because that's where I'm going to park my jet, was something that was said out of the people in the group of the lotto purchasers. Like you'd come to work after winning the fucking lottery, let alone after purchasing a jet, remarkably getting it so you could park it within, a fucking weekend? Didn't you even think about it? I mean, you could buy a jet. You're not going to get it in a fucking weekend. And are you really going to show up to work? That's what fucking bothers me. These people that are like, oh, well, I'll just put it away. And I love my job. I'll keep doing my job.
Yeah.
No. Fuck that. I don't care how much you like your fucking job. The business will crumble, and I won't be concerned if I win the goddamn lottery. Well, look who just decided to jump in. Ladies and gentlemen, he's bald. He's our friend. His name is Frank. How are you, Frank? What's going on?
Hey, how's everybody going? Good. I just, walked in the door a few minutes ago, took a squirt, and came down here.
You gave a squirt. You didn't take one.
You know what?
You didn't capture one from somebody and just put it in a fucking vial. And
you're right, because I tweeted something about you today, and what I said was, by the way, was I interrupting something? I didn't want to. Were you talking about something?
No, go ahead. Nah, we were just fucking around. Here's the thing.
Week five, it takes for Stephen Larber to make a fucking Photoshop of something. Week five.
I thought it was done. My shit was published on
the website. He already posted it.
Okay, it was fucking god-awful. If that's you said you were you did this for a living, it was awful. God awful.
Well, he's not doing it anymore, so maybe.
Yeah, it was fuck. If there's anybody out there who does Photoshop, all I want is a simple thing. And I know what I'm requesting is very simple for Photoshop. I just know it.
You know, we started the show off by just pointing out all the things you think are so fucking simple that you expect of people.
Like, right.
Because I mentioned that the Heroes Talk site, you know, I redesigned it, but. It, weeks and months before ever even doing it, you would just fucking prod me to change and update the site. Like it's just turning a page of a book or changing a tablecloth.
Well, let me ask you a question. All right. You're familiar with Photoshop, right, Ken?
Yeah, I am.
What I'm asking, you got to admit, is probably very rudimentary for Photoshop.
What are you saying? This is the background of your Twitter, which is at the Germ Freak.
Right. All I want is my face on the old lady's face. That's all I want.
And it's what? The dinner scene from Goodfellas with his mom?
Right.
And you want to be his mom, basically.
Well, I want my face and my hair, you know, from my neck up to be that.
Okay, you want your face over the old woman's face. Why didn't you ever try to do it?
Because I'm never going to use Photoshop again, and I'm not going to learn something for use it once.
So you're going to be good with that background forever?
I'll just change it eventually.
Wait, you're not going to learn something to do it once?
I don't have the time right now to do it.
I wish...
First of all, I don't appreciate your cackling.
Here's the.
it's only because.
Here's what I want.
Touched on something
I would.
That was
I would
said.
Desperately. If I had a wish that I could have granted, I would just love a reel of every time.
Frank didn't have time.
Frank said he didn't have time for something. I would love to just have an endless reel of. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to do that. That's so. Look, I just don't have the time, dude. I don't have the time. I'm so busy, man. I can't find the time. You're so concerned about the fucking time. Do you realize at one point you are going to not have the time? You're actually physically not going to have the fucking time. Your organs are going to just give out. And you're going to fucking drop. So, Frank, we were talking about you, actually. And it's funny that you just came on. And you criticized Steve a little bit. Well, he gave you a little bit of shit as well. Steve, would you like to kind of let him know what you are accusing him of?
I'm not really sure if you know all the words that you're playing in Words with Friends anymore.
Same with you.
You don't think I know all the words.
Hey, Frank, what is...
What are you trying to say?
Frank, what is Taiga? T-A-I-G-A. What does that mean?
Let me give you what my theory, how I play Words with Friends, and Ed McGrath will testify, because he knows it takes me three fucking years to make a move. I do trial and error. I take fucking letters and put them together for them to make something. Because I said to myself, if all these people are using words that I have no idea what the fuck they mean, then I'm just going to fucking throw letters to see if they mean something. That's how I do it. And every so often it does it. It works.
Steve, did I not call it? Did I not call that?
It just seems like...
How the fuck did you figure out...
Tautog.
Tautog.
I don't fucking know. I throw something in the air. Yesterday I was playing with Ed.
That's a hard one to randomly come by.
Hey, Frank.
What?
Don't have time to learn Photoshop. But you have time to figure out that Tautog fits into your Words with Friends game.
He'll just keep switching letters.
Well, I'm not learning anything. I'm just playing with letters, putting them back and forth.
Yeah, but that's can't even,
what is that? What does that make time stand still?
Hold on.
The minute you fire up Words with Friends, the clock stops.
Do you know what a Tautog is, Frank?
I haven't got this fight. I don't even know.
You haven't even looked up your own words that you've used.
Why would I even care? Who cares what they mean? All I know is they fit and they let me go.
It's a type of fish.
That's what old ladies say, right?
It's a type of fish, Frank, that maybe if using Steve the LARPer's pole, you'll be able to catch one, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like to, I was telling Ken, I like to go fishing sooner than later, if it's possible, because I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll go fishing.
He wants to bring his kids, though. That's the thing.
Just get licenses for... Just
no, I don't need a license.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not going to eat the fish.
I'm not going to fish with a poacher.
Yeah, you'd be a poacher.
Oh, then you got to pay for go for a fucking fishing test? I'm not on time for a fucking fishing test.
Just no test.
I got to get a fucking license. I got to take a fucking test.
Wait, hold on. Frank, what questions do you think would be on the test?
I guess things about fish and stuff, I guess.
Give me an example.
How do you properly scale a fish, stuff like that?
And how would you do it? How would you scale
it? I have no idea. That's why I'm not going to study for it, so forget it. I'm not going to go.
Frank, can you throw out a line?
Can you bait a hook?
I've never done either of those before.
Interesting. So you think that you're not going to take the fishing test?
I don't have time to study for a fucking test. I'm not going to sit there and study. I don't need that.
You only need a 70 to pass.
No, screw it. I'm not even going to fucking bother. I mean, is there a booklet or something?
You can print out a PDF and read it. It's only 30 pages, though.
And when did you take you pass the test, Ken?
I don't have to get a license.
Why don't you have to and I do?
Because I'm not going to be fishing.
There you go.
I don't have the time, Frank, to study for this fish test.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should scrap the whole. I'm not going to fucking study for. I thought it was something simple. Go fishing. I'm not going to sit there and fucking study.
But Frank, what's your concentration going to be?
What do you mean concentration?
Well, I mean when you take the fish test, you have to concentrate typically on a
yeah. I'm not going to sit there and fucking.
No,
I got to buy like fucking wader boots and
no,
stuff?
No, I mean here's the thing: you have to focus on one particular type of fish for the test. So, are you going to go with bass or crappie?
Go with trout.
I don't even know anything about fish.
Can you name?
I like angelfish and stuff or clownfish.
Can you name six types of fish?
A sunny, a carp.
What about a tautog?
A hammerhead shark.
Hammerhead shark.
Yeah, we're gonna catch several of those in Lake Musk and Netkong. A hammerhead shark. Jesus Christ. Okay, Frank. You just pay Frank. Here's the thing.
Greenwood Lake. That's a good place to go.
Frank, you just pay $20 and you get a license. They give them to anybody.
Oh, you don't have to be qualified or anything?
Have you ever seen people that fucking bring fish home? Like, you ever see somebody walking with a spackle bucket and a pole?
On the bridge?
That's not an educated man.
Wait, those people who are fishing on the bridge, do you think they have licenses or no?
If they don't, they can be subject to fines that they probably can't afford.
I'm going to say the guys on the bridge do have a license because they're right out on the roadway.
Yeah, I mean, if you see somebody...
Stop them and...
If you see somebody in the reeds... casting in a swamp somewhere. I mean, they probably don't have a license because they don't really think they're going to get caught.
Now, why can't we just do the whole shebang and rent a boat?
I don't understand why the fuck you want to rent a boat. Like, you've never been fishing. Why don't you just start from the shore?
Because I want to get the whole experience of it.
What experience? This isn't going to be goddamn Jaws. We're on a lake. We're just on a lake. We're going to go out and be on land. It's going to be like being on land.
Do you go into the water with wading boots?
No. The fuck is wrong with you?
You're not getting into the whole spirit of things. I mean, you're just sitting there on a fucking ledge and throwing a fucking line off the fucking ledge.
I don't know what...
Fly fishing, that's for pansies.
Here, Frank, you obviously have some kind of expectation of how it's going to be. Give me the gist of what you think the first time fishing is going to be. Boat or not. What do you think you're going to feel? When you do
the day.
You're gonna feel, you go on the boat and you feel a camaraderie of fishing. You have maybe have a igloo lunch of some sort.
Igloo lunch? What do you mean?
You know, like an igloo
like a
chest.
Like a Playmate cooler?
Right. And you sit on the boat and you...
What kind of lunch, Frank? What kind of lunch?
And you have a swivel seat that goes that moves around.
What kind of lunch are we going to have?
I'm probably like a brown bag, maybe like a...
Like bologna sandwiches?
I don't care for bologna, but whatever.
Okay. Excuse me. So you have this whole fucking thing planned out. Like we're going to be practically brothers when we're done fucking reeling in three sunnies. It's not gonna be that huge of an event. You're gonna probably not like it. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Then why do so many people like it?
Because
it's relaxing. It's like hanging out like on your front porch and sleeping.
I don't know, Frank. I mean, there's people. You don't have the attention span for this. First of all, do you realize that? Like, you have to. You can't be off the
Do you really
wall.
Have to concentrate when you're fishing?
You can't be distracted. You have to have patience. You have to be able to just wait for
things
to happen.
And I figure while we're fishing, maybe we could skip some stones and stuff.
Okay. Way to ruin the entire idea of fishing.
Frighten the fucking
skipping
fish.
Stones.
Now, would we have to go like 6 o'clock in the morning? Because I know people always fish early in the morning.
No. You can go whenever you want.
Yeah.
So that theory is just bullshit when they say you have to go early in the morning?
No, it's not bullshit. I mean, you'll do better, but you can catch fish any time of day.
Now, Steve, what are we going to use for bait?
Worms.
I'm not using. I'm not using worms. We got to use
no,
either.
I want to see Frank put a worm on a hook.
No, forget it. We could use feeder fish.
You would be able to put a fish on a hook, but not a
absolutely,
worm.
Absolutely.
You would put a fucking
it's a higher
hook.
Form of life. You can see the fear in a fish's eyes. You can't see it in a worm's.
Yeah.
When you put the feeder fish on, are they alive when you're doing that or no?
Yes.
No, you buy a bunch of dead fish and just let them float there. Because that's how fish prey on things. They wait for a dead fish to be floating around.
A biological bobber. Just fucking throw this floating dead mass. Of course you use a living fish. You have to
sometimes you'll see they have vending machines with bait in it. So those things aren't alive in there, are they?
The worms? Yeah, they're usually in
refrigerators. It's called live bait. It's a live bait machine.
Yeah, I don't know what dead bait machines you've been seeing. Jesus. Tommy Pantera says he'll fly to Jersey and teach you to fish. Just
right,
to shut you the fuck up.
Let's do it. I want to.
The thing is,
be more outdoorsy. Do rugged stuff.
The thing is, Tommy Pantera fishes with a fucking spear, though.
Would you guys consider doing an overnight camping thing?
No, absolutely not.
Steve, would you do that?
Yeah, I love camping.
Ken, you wouldn't do it for one night, a camping thing?
I don't know why he wouldn't.
I'm not gonna fucking camp.
Why?
Fuck that.
Why not?
GoWeed's going too. Go okay. You guys are really. You would do this.
I swear on my father's grave, I would do at least one night of.
Okay, here's the thing. Keith from Best in Show is in the chat room. Keith, would you do this? Would you go camping?
Camp.
I want to know if Keith would engage in Hear Us Camp. Would you take part in an event that involved camping with Frank and Steve the LARPer and GoatWeed and a freshly groomed Tommy Pantera? Keith is saying, I'd say that I would, but I'd most likely bail out. Well, you know, at least you're consistent. It's okay.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know, I used to be the guy that would say, oh, yeah, I'll be there, and then just not show. I used to be the guy. Now I just refuse everything.
I have a good camping story, actually. When I was in high school,
we
have a mountain pretty much right behind our entire town. It's just like this big mountain, you see. We went camping, like, in our senior year. It was March? April? Yeah, April. Before we graduated. And we got up there. We're drinking. We're, like, 17, you know, whatever. And everybody, it's, like, 3 a.m. And we just hear crack, crack. You know, this kid got so drunk, he took a hatchet, like a little hand hatchet, and chopped down a tree. And this thing was, like, 7 inches wide, dude. We had no idea where it was going to fall. We just hear crack, 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 crash. Everybody wakes up. We're like, what the fuck is that? Our friend Phil is just sitting there. Yo, he had the biggest googly eyes. He's just laughing his ass off. He's like, yeah, that was fun. And it took him like 3 hours with a hand hatchet.
Frank, you want to do that? You want to go camping with us?
Frank.
I would. Are you in, Ken, or no?
I'll do it. Fuck it. I'll do it. I have a sleeping bag. I'm good to go.
I was looking more of a tent type of thing.
What are you going to do? Sleep on the fucking ground?
Like, no, Ken. Don't you any of you know how to pitch a tent?
You going to get a tent with a floor? Is that what you're going to get? What are you going to do? Where are you going to sleep?
On the floor of the tent.
In what, though? Like, on the fucking rocky
bottom?
No,
I'll just probably bring a lounge chair or something.
Steve, I mean, you're going to... What, are you going to share a tent with somebody, or you get your own?
No, we can share. We'll share.
I have a nine-man tent. I mean, you could...
A nine-man tent?
Steve frequently goes out in the woods with eight other guys.
You have a nine-man tent?
They sit around Indian style with their dicks out.
All right, we got to do this. Come on. We can fit nine people in that tent.
Oh, no, you can't. No, a nine-man means about four or three, maybe.
All right, fine.
Then why the fuck would they call it a nine-man tent?
Because that's how they sell these things. Like, if you look up the square footage, it's like...
Would you buy it in Japan?
Buy three person.
Where'd you buy it? Thailand? What the fuck? How the fuck... Did they say nine-man tent? And even Tommy Pantera is saying six men at most. So maybe we should do this. Maybe we should have a one night out in Steve's backyard. Like a bunch of fucking fags. Oh, Jesus Christ. I was watching the tweets from people watching WrestleMania. And I could not stop fucking laughing at just the image of my father's face as he would just fucking just scoff whenever he saw WWF wrestling on TV. And he would just scoff, change the channel, and go, "Those fucking fags." And there's grown men avidly watching this shit. People... What are you doing, Frank? Can you fucking get a tissue? You're fucking pissing me off.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Steve, do you watch WWE, whatever the fuck it is,
WWEFC?
Do you watch WrestleMania and shit?
I used to. I haven't watched it, and I'd say...
At what point is it just fucking embarrassing to say that you watch WrestleMania?
Past the 80s.
Any age, as long as it's not... Feel free to watch it, as long as it's before 1990. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
My fucking nose is chock full of snot right now.
Why don't you fucking blow it, you animal?
Oh, man, I'm just fucking pinch my... I'm going to pinch my sinuses and just do that. Just pinch it.
You're going to get upper respiratory bleeding.
So I was talking to Frank... Did Donna win anything in her office pool lottery Mega Millions?
If she did, no.
Because it's funny that you mentioned that you were upset with her for joining that, because recently they said that one of the winners of this Mega Millions is an employee at McDonald's.
Jesus.
And they had a group together. They all pooled money in. And the woman is claiming that the ticket that won... was not a part of the pool and was her own purchase. Naturally, everybody is calling bullshit on that. They all work at McDonald's. They put their fucking, their dollar together. And they actually pull it off. They win.
You know what?
The biggest lotto ever. And this fucking bitch is claiming it was her own ticket.
Well, who has possession of the ticket?
Well, whoever bought it, usually.
Well, then if she isn't the one who has possession of it, then how can it be her ticket then?
She's the one who has it.
Oh, you're right. She's the one who holds the ticket, and she's trying to – I won't even – when they do the commercials or whatever, and if they announce, saying whoever won, I have to shut the channel off because I get so in a rage of jealousy that these people won and I didn't, that I can't even stomach to see their fucking faces.
Yeah, but you didn't do anything. It's not like you stepped out and grabbed a ticket or anything, right?
No, I bought tickets. I bought tickets.
Did you eagerly look and just...
No, I didn't. My wife looked.
Like, no. Sorry.
I didn't even look at the fucking numbers. But I get so... I'm so jealous and anger that these people won that I won't even stomach to look at their fucking faces. I don't even want to look at their fucking faces.
I mean, I think it's great that this bitch is trying to pull that off, especially with McDonald's co-workers. Having worked at McDonald's in high school, it's not exactly the filled with the nicest of people. They're usually people that are out of options or kids that that have no idea what the fuck is ahead of them. And the fact that she's basically saying, this is my ticket, fuck you, continue working at your fast food job. I get the $500 million to all those fucking people. It's just, it speaks volumes for everybody who I've ever worked with at a McDonald's. Anybody who's ever worked at a fucking McDonald's. Are you going to live? What the fuck?
Sorry, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Frank.
Sorry. I really can't stay on too late. I'm sorry. I just got a lot of fucking work.
Are you all right? What's new with you, Frank? I mean, you go into a lot of places. You got to check out a lot of houses. The owner's giving you any shit? I mean, you seem like you're under
stress. Whatever. No, I've just been very depressed. I get depressed in the morning a lot. Every morning I get very depressed.
It gets better by nighttime?
It gets better during the day, you know, but in the morning I get very, very depressed after the kids go out to school and my wife's gone and I'm here. I get very lonely and depressed.
When are you?
Do you have dogs?
When are you at your dog?
Don't be a smartass.
He's got a dog.
A dog.
He had dogs. Frank, when are you at your happiest during the day?
Probably, 12. like when the kids come home and whatnot. But when they leave,
Tuesday night, 10 o'clock.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a really a time where I'm so happy.
So are you depressed every morning? Is that what it
is? The last few weeks I've been very depressed every morning.
Right when you wake up?
No, not right when I wake up. After everybody leaves.
Immediately, you throw the comforter off of your fucking hairy belly.
I'll tell you one thing.
Get washed with
when I was at my depression. Worst, when I had my nervous breakdown back in 89-90, every morning I'd wake up fucking in a cold, and I'd burn up, and I was so depressed I'd burn up, and it was awful, awful, awful.
What do you mean burn up?
I would get so depressed, like I would wake up. The only time I looked forward to when I was really depressed back then was sleeping, because it's the only time I wasn't depressed.
Shit.
So when I would wake up, I'd be just depressed immediately, and I'd be in like a.
And this is
like,
what, 11 years ago?
No, 1989.
Oh, even further. Back.
14 years ago.
Can you fucking subtract
24 years?
1989, 1990, you dummy.
Wow, you're old, Frank.
So
89, I was 9 years old.
This is a recent.
I wasn't too depressed.
This is a relatively recent thing. Like, you just.
I stopped taking my, you know, a few months ago.
You've stopped taking your antidepressant?
No. For about 15 years, I was taking 200 milligrams of Zoloft every day.
Okay.
And, I read a lot of, listen, I'll talk about this for like 10 minutes, but I really have to go because I don't want to be up all fucking night. I used to be, believe it or not, I used to be a thin person. I weighed 140 pounds when I graduated high school. So once I took the Zoloft and everything, I gained like, you know, 50 pounds within, you know, a matter of a couple months. And unfortunately, I felt that the Zoloft and everything, it slowed down my metabolism and
Can I ask you this? After you gained that 50 pounds, did you pretty much maintain where you're at, or did you just creep up?
I creeped up, but not, you know, obviously I creeped up, but it's, you know.
So, I mean, pretty much that 50, if you lost that 50 pounds.
See, the thing with me is all my weight's in my stomach. I don't have a double chin, really. I don't have flabby arms or flabby legs. You know what I'm saying? It's all in my stomach.
Yeah, like a bowling pin.
Yeah, like a boot.
Like a pear.
Yeah, I'm a fucking pear.
Sick of Buddha.
So basically what I'm saying is if you lost those 50 pounds, you'd be pretty close to where you were.
No, because I'm way above that now. I'm way above 190 pounds.
What does your Wii Fit say that you are?
27 years old.
What about your BMI?
Morbidly obese.
Well, at least you're a 27-year-old.
And after it said I was 27, I never played that again.
Yeah, $100 well spent. You felt really young. Shit. So every day you feel depressed.
What do you feel depressed about, though?
Like, what is it that you focus on that bothers you?
Mostly has to do with money and finances and the fear of not having any money. And
are you losing your job?
No. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen down the road.
So you're not even worried about something that's here. You're worrying about a possibility.
Well, with my job, I don't make a – it's almost like I work on commission. I don't make a steady income. So I don't know one day to the next, whereas you get a steady paycheck every week, and so does Stephen Larber.
Well, yes, I do. Slow down.
I do get a steady paycheck.
You do? Interesting.
Thank you, President Obama.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You disgust me, Steve.
Don't tell me you're on fucking disability.
No. I had spasticated my main mixing finger.
Oh, Christ. Okay, so anyway, you are just worried about something that could happen, that you know could happen, but...
Because every time it starts to slow down, I get nervous, and then... I don't know, whatever, man. It's just sometimes...
Look at it this way. What if it did happen? What would be different? What would be so bad? What if it happened?
I live in a house, the jobs
stop coming in. What happens?
I can't make my payments, and I'm fucked. You know, I'm also very angry at the market, because, you know, I bought my house at the height of the market in 2005. I already lost about $100,000 on my house.
You should have probably bought your house when I bought mine. That was a pretty good time to buy.
He's right.
I'm fucking with you, bro. I'm sorry. Bought it at the Valley. Feel pretty good about myself. So wait, you're bothered that you bought your house at the peak?
You know, Ken, it's actually, since you bought it, it's actually even been, now it's probably even lower.
It's not,
no,
actually.
No, it's not.
It's gained quite a bit. Anyway.
It's lower.
Despite me not doing shit around it, this hovel is actually worth more than we paid.
Well, you put a few bucks into it.
Exactly, a few bucks. So wait, you're worried because you feel like you're trapped because your house is
undervalued now? I hate my house now. I am so angry at my house that I hate it. I hate living here. I don't want to live here anymore.
So
I want to move.
You look at this house and you feel rage. I feel like
I was raped. And I get angry at people.
Can I ask you this? You know, a lot of people get mad at things and they do bad things to them. Have you caused any damage to the house out of spite?
No, of course not.
Have you punched any of the walls?
No, of course not. But I get angry at people nowadays who are buying a better house for less money, and I'm angry and pissed off, and I'm just – the rage just is unbearable.
See, the people listening now know that there's a pattern. He can't look at the face of a lottery winner because he's jealous.
I have a lot of jealousy toward people.
Why do you give a shit?
I don't know. Well, why do I give a shit? Because now they have a better house than me and pay less money, and I'm pissed off about
that.
But
why isn't it the opposite way? Why don't you gloat over the people who are in a worse financial spot than you? Why don't you just go look at a homeless person and feel great? Why doesn't it work the opposite way? Why is it that you always look at people who are doing better than you and you feel like shit?
That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, you don't look at somebody who's worse off than you and say, you know, you look at the people who are better than you. I mean, it's people. Yeah.
You know what you do? You look at people that have things tougher than you and you feel thankful for where the fuck you are. And you look at the people that are better than you and you aspire to do fucking more for yourself. That's what you do. You don't just sit and stagnate and do nothing and get into a woe is me shame spiral. I mean, I think it's noble that you get... I mean, the basis for your depression is noble. I almost said I think it's noble that you're depressed every day. But the basis for it is noble because I guess, Frank, that the reason you fear not making money is because you have a family. You have kids. You have a wife.
Right. I don't want them to think that I'm a failure, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, don't get me wrong. Hold on. Are these the same kids that saw you hire a man to install a toilet paper roll? You don't want them to think that you're a failure? Frank, they probably wouldn't at this point. You fucked up so royally on so many other things that they just think that's you, and they love their dad.
Yeah, well, whatever. See, right now I'm getting depressed right now.
Why are you getting depressed? What's depressing you right now?
I don't know, just whatever. I don't even know anymore, so I'm just so unhappy sometimes.
What are you unhappy about? You have a house. You have a wife who is.
I know, but
she's got wings under the back of anything she wears. She can fucking fly.
Because
you have three great kids.
I know. I don't know. This is the way I feel. You know, sometimes
Frank's
I just
not confident in himself. I think that's what it is.
Are you
confident with yourself?
I have no confidence in myself. I'm a fucking failure.
Frank, you need to think about your kids. Okay?
Yeah, you need to lead by strength. Like, people who are weak don't follow weaker people. People who are weak follow strong people.
Frank, your kids need you. So what if they think you're a failure? They'll always be your little girl. Your little
boy. All right, I gotta go.
Wait, where are you going?
I gotta go, for real. I got too much shit to do.
What do you mean? What do
Frank's
you have?
He's gotta sort out his life.
Yeah.
He's going now.
Frank, don't hang up. Just stick around.
I wanted to call him because I said to call him, but I have so much work I gotta finish by tomorrow morning, and I don't want to be up all night, for real.
Well, you know, if you want to be that way, fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you going to play any Words with Friends tonight? Because that'll kill a good 30 minutes.
I can't even do that. I can't even. And besides, it's been hard to play Words with Friends on Internet Explorer. It's been crash. It doesn't work as
well.
Wait,
you play on Internet Explorer? What about your fucking phone?
I can't play on my phone because the screen's not big enough. I need a big screen.
Use your daughter's iPad.
If I'm home, then I might as well just use my laptop, my computer, my desktop.
Wait a minute. So wait, where are you using Internet Explorer that you're not home?
I'm not. I only play
Word
at home.
You only play at home? Well, yeah. Fuck it. You have a great iPhone. Just play on your fucking phone.
I can't. It's too small. I can't see the words that good.
Yeah. You know why? You don't know how to go back and forth between the browser that you use. Fucking Scrabble cheats. You open up another site that gives you the fucking words that you can make out of your letters, like Scrabble.
I have
cheat.
No idea what you're talking about, but let me know because send me the link because I'll take a look at it.
I discovered that my mom is a cheater on Words with Friends.
Oh no, that's sad.
You know what? It's really fucking sad because I went. She asked me to fix her computer, and here's the thing: I go to her computer, and in one of the tabs is a site called ScrabbleCheat.com. And I point this out to her. I said, why are you on this site? She goes, oh, I just want to know what words I can get on Words with Friends. I said, well, that's cheating. She goes, it's not cheating. I said, the fucking site is called Scrabble Cheat.
It's not cheating.
It's absolutely fucking cheating. The whole point is to just figure it out on your own.
Oh, man.
Tell your mom to send me that link. I'd like to take a look at it.
Oh, by the way, Casey Lon is saying that you definitely use ScrabbleCheat.com because you went from losing one game by like 200 by 200 points, and the next game you're neck and neck.
I just got better, is what I did.
Oh,
yeah,
she's the one who probably uses the Scrabble cheats because there's no way she knows all those fucking words she's using. There's no
you
way.
Don't know the words you're using, so shut up.
I do try.
Taugot, or whatever the fuck it is.
Tautog.
I told you what I do. It's a God's honest truth. I'm sure she probably uses travel cheating.
Travel cheating?
Travel cheating.
Scrabble cheating or whatever the fuck you call it. I don't even know what the fuck you're even talking about.
She doesn't use it.
I never even heard of Scrabble cheating. It's no fun to cheat. Whenever I play games with you guys, you ask me questions or trivia, I never cheat. I never look at the computer because it's no fun that way.
Frank, you have a sense of pride with these games, though.
Here's the thing.
When it's your name and you're playing against people you know, you have a sense of pride, and you'll do anything it takes to not lose.
I swear to
God. You want that moment where you can go, well,
no.
Look who didn't win.
That's why. No, that's why. I don't take it seriously.
Frank,
I don't post that I beat somebody or anything like that. It's just, you know.
I do.
Frank, admit this.
No, I don't. Never.
Admit this. You are a gloater. You gloat.
No, nobody's a fucking bigger gloater than you, dude. Nobody. You're just a fucking gloater. You wouldn't even let my fucking son win a fucking game at Wii. That's how much you know what?
He learned a valuable lesson that day. that Ken is a real fucking man and a leading example. And Dad is just a pushover who gives him everything he wants. You know what? Guess what, Lukey? You can't win every fucking Wii game. Not when you're playing me, buddy.
Off the pedestal. Casey Alon is just probably pissed off.
Off the pedestal.
Huh?
I got your son right off that fucking pedestal, and you're like, he's going to cry. I'm like, good. Let's see what happens.
No, you know why? Because you hate so much to lose that you won't even lose to on purpose to a little kid.
It's what lesson does that teach him?
It doesn't teach him any lesson. It's your own ego. You didn't want to teach him a lesson. You didn't want to lose. Regardless if it was a little kid or not, you didn't want to lose.
You know what the reaction was? He didn't cry like you said he was going to. He tried even harder the next game.
Oh, don't give me your
and
songs.
And he fucking beat me, you fuck.
Oh, please. Oh. You let him beat you.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't do that. Fuck that.
Frank, you just totally went back on the first thing you just said.
What?
That he wouldn't even give it up to let a little kid win. And then when the little kid did win, he did give him the win.
Yeah, like, I mean, I was honestly beat by your kid.
All right, whatever.
That's how you teach kids. You got to teach them to try harder.
All I know is that Frank beat me one time in something. One time.
Bullshit,
ever.
One time. I kicked your ass in fucking Mario Kart. Know that.
In no. What?
I used to beat you a lot in Mario Kart all the time.
You didn't beat me in shit. You beat me in like a fucking ping pong game and you dropped the controller.
No, Mario Kart I'm talking about.
You fucking dropped the controller and had this look like you just fucking hit the Mega Millions and you ran downstairs to go yell on Pal Talk about how you beat me in some fucking nonsense game.
That was a fucking fun we were having. We were both doing that, you piece of shit.
Your jaw dropped and your eyes were as wide as they could possibly be. The minute it said that you were the winner, you had confetti over your name, and you couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah,
his hands were full of confetti, ready to throw it.
I'm gonna go on Pal Talk. Guess what? Guess who just fucking lost? You are such a gloater. The reason you're not a gloater is because you never win. You're never in the position to gloat. Jesus. By the way, Casey says she only follows winners on Twitter, Frank.
Wow. She can go fuck herself.
Wow.
She can. I don't want her to. You know what? Tell her to go fuck herself. As soon as she stopped following me, bing, I stopped following her. I don't give a shit. So now I don't have to see pictures of her kids every 2 seconds.
Oh! Wow. Venom. Pure venom.
Yeah, this is vitriol.
Jesus Christ. Frank.
Like to say, Frank, before you go?
Well, Frank, how do you know, the question is being posed, how do you know she does that if you don't follow her?
If she does what?
That she...
I used to follow her.
Oh, you sure?
But
you,
then she stopped following me, so I stopped following her.
I think you follow her on the sly.
Believe me, I don't.
I think you're a closet Casey
follower.
Ken,
do you follow her?
I don't
Twitter?
Believe I do. Because you know why? You told me you'd pay $100 if I unfollowed her, and I didn't. You never fucking paid me.
You out of your
I did it.
Mind.
I did it. I showed you on my fucking phone that I would click unfollow. I said I would do it for anybody, and she happened to be the first name. You said unfollow her. I did unfollow. Where's my money?
So why don't you follow her back then?
I think I sent a request. She's got it on. You got to approve.
Yeah, she's got that thing locked down, probably, right?
Well, yeah, but you know what? I don't blame her.
Why?
Because assholes like you are constantly watching everything she does.
I'm
taking notes on how many pictures of her kids she posts.
No. When I used to follow her, I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Frank, I didn't know that you didn't have coaster brakes on that bike you're backpedaling on right now. I thought you'd stop when you started putting your feet in that direction.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Frank, I hope you find a way not to be depressed every day.
Me too, Frank. No.
You should focus on what you have right now.
And focus on the first thing in front of you. That's what you should do every day.
His belly?
Whatever the first thing.
All right,
thing
I gotta go, man. This is bullshit.
What, Frank? Come on. We're trying to cheer you up. This is bullshit.
Yeah, well, it's not bullshit. This is...
No, don't be making fun of my appearance, all right?
Oh, come on. Shut the fuck up. You call me boy beard every fucking time you see my damn face.
You don't give a shit I call you that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I apologize.
I'm very sensitive about my fatness.
You can't call it fatness and not expect me to fucking laugh. When someone says they have fatness, it's fucking, it's pretty funny. Shit, Frank. I don't. And by the way, fake fat. You're not even real fat.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. I'm
rotund.
Maybe
you know,
sometimes I wish I do get heart disease.
What?
And die. So this way, I'll have less to worry about.
No, no, Frank.
What are you talking
about?
It's
not that you have less to worry about. You just want to make us all feel bad for calling you bold and overweight.
Well, you just said you want to, you hope you get heart disease.
No, sometimes I wish sometimes I get a heart attack or something like that. So I this way I'll die and I won't have the fucking pressure I'm under.
Yeah, but then you will never have joy.
Like, well, I won't know joy because I'll be dead.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and you don't know it and you're alive.
Try harder. Try a little harder. Like
maybe I should start taking up smoking or something.
Is that what you want to do?
Not really. Smoking now is so – it's like people – it's almost like they're lepers, you know? They're just – like, Ken, you see smokers in your office. Do they, like, congregate on the outside there or no?
They go around in packs. They all troll together outside. Like, oh, smoke. They don't even say smoke. They just, like, nod at each other, going out, and then they go off in a person train, and they go and hang out and smoke for a bit, and then come back in. They do it a couple times a day, which I can't blame them because I take about 4 shits a day. So you know, maybe they just
and that's
shit.
How you know. By the way, I tweeted that. You'll know that Ken made a move on Words with Play because you know he just took a dump in his office.
Words with Play was that a 90s rap group with odd haircuts?
Play with words, play with friends, or whatever the fuck you call it.
Play with friends, yes. Yes.
I'm going to move to burn some bridges.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead. Wait. Keep going, Frank.
No.
Here's the thing. I wish there was a version of Words with Friends where it was like just synonyms of one type of word. Like everything had to be a word that meant feces. Or water or moisture or something. I wish that there was a mode that you could do that.
Did you ever see I'm sure you've watched SpongeBob SquarePants in your life, right?
No, I never have. Never seen one episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%.
He's lying.
Steven, have you?
Yes, I have.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Have you ever watched it by yourself?
Yeah, I watched the whole movie by myself. It's great.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's you know what SpongeBob is? SpongeBob is a continuation of the adult humor subtly put into kids cartoons from like the 50s and 60s.
I don't know.
There is a lot of that. There's a lot of it.
I just never saw it. I don't know if I have anything against it. It's just that a lot of people like Steve tell me it's great. So I hate it. I don't know. Why, Frank? Do you enjoy it?
No, I was going to do an impression of, but if
well,
you didn't
Steve
see it,
would know.
No.
Did you ever see the episode, Steve? And if you didn't see the episode, don't say you did. It's probably one of the first couple of episodes of the series where SpongeBob and Patrick are visiting that squirrel. What's her name?
Shelly?
No, the squirrel lady, the squirrel woman,
SpongeBob's girlfriend, Sandy. Yeah,
Sandy. They're visiting her, and he didn't realize that she doesn't live without water, and they start drying up. Did you ever see that episode?
I think I did a long time ago.
All right. Well, whatever. If you see, I'll
do the fucking thing. God damn it. Ten minutes.
I do an impression of SpongeBob when he's drying up. Because I need water. I need water. I need water.
You know what? I think that episode just came back to me when you did that, Frank.
That's pretty good.
Water! I need water!
I like how he'll say, whenever he does an impression, I do an impression. Like, this is something you're hired to do.
Frank's been working on this. Frank, how old is your oldest child?
12.
Yeah, he's working on this
it's
11
been
years.
That used to cut him up. She used to really love when you did that. Now it's fucking embarrassing, isn't it? Slams the door in your face. Well, anyway, Frank, I appreciate it.
All right.
You too.
And you are appreciated, Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah, Frank.
And what's this shit about you wishing you died? Like, why are you coming out with that?
Because I still feel so depressed sometimes that I can't take all the pressure I'm under. That if I died, I just wouldn't have any pressure anymore.
But like the root of the depression is that your kids aren't going to be taken care of. So why would you wish that you're dead? So
because I have
further...
a very lucrative insurance policy.
Oh yeah, give a 12-year-old millions of dollars. They're going to be great, right?
Hey Frank,
they need
just so dad. You know, just so you know, as a kid who lost his dad when I was 15, it's better to have your dad than any amount of money. So
go.
don't even like try to pull that.
But what if your dad was Frank? You know, are you sure about that?
Oh, statement? Never mind. That's actually a completely different case now that you point that out.
Oh boy.
No, oh, but boy. Frank, seriously, come on.
No, I know. I'm just talking bullshit. I just, but sometimes I mean,
I'm sure
you've been depressed in your life, Steve.
I've been depressed. I'm kind of depressed right now, but like I'll never be like so depressed that I would think like death is a better option than anything else.
Well, I would never take my own life. That's what you're saying.
But
you're hoping someone does it for you. Once again, this is another thing you can't do for yourself.
Yeah, right.
God damn it, Frank. Let me ask you: Are you feeling down tonight? Today, Frank.
I feel very sad in the mornings, and I, you know, during the course of the day it gets a little bit better, but now I'm starting to feel sad again right now.
Well, maybe this will help. This is a lovely song.
I'm hanging up.
What do you mean? This is Frank, talk to me about your problem.
I'm hanging up.
Why are you hanging up?
I gotta go.
Why?
I gotta go.
Things I know for sure. If you ever want to get rid of Frank, just play fucking Butterfly Kisses.
She's here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her
Frank,
bed.
Frank, razor blades.
And frantically wipe my hands with the wet ones I keep in my pockets. And use that bottle of Purell I keep in my chest pocket. Oh, but most of all, I scare her about germs, and I tell her I wish I was dead. Why are you doing this, Frank? Oh, he hung up. Like, he actually really hung up. Oh, I didn't think you would, but he really did. I'm being asked by my friend Cody. Zyope. He says, are you ever going to have kids?
You gotta take a step before that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm okay with taking both steps.
Right,
definitely
at the same time?
No. What am I from Arkansas? No.
Okay. No, that would have been back in when you had your first family reunion.
Yeah. No, I definitely want kids. That's something I absolutely want. Steve, do you see yourself? You actually see yourself as a parent?
Absolutely. I would love to have a boy and a girl, I think. Because it would be cool to teach each. Like,
wow, we are by far the faggiest dude talk podcast ever.
Yo, no, but seriously,
Steve, what are you gonna name your baby girl? I think you should name her Alicia Grace. This is fucking gay.
No way.
All right.
No way.
Anyway,
it'd be the worst name.
By the way,
the
little.
Ever.
I think Jimmy, when Jimmy, our buddy Jimmy Rose was in high school, he had fucking names for his kid picked out.
What? Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time.
And the name I just pulled out there was one of them that he used to say was, doesn't it sound beautiful?
You know whose first and middle name those are?
I don't. Oh, maybe that's where he got it from then. But my fucking friend in high school used to say, isn't that name beautiful? And I'm like, no. What the fuck are you doing? Why are we doing this? Let's just talk about fucking like video games.
Hogs and video games.
I'm 16. I don't need to know what fucking decisions you're going to make when you're fucking 35. Stop it.
Jimmy was out there.
Yeah. His whole thing is he wanted to be old enough, or he wanted to be young enough of a father so he could play ball with his son. Meanwhile, I don't think he's going to be able to. I don't think he's going to be able to. He's going to have knee surgery, I think, pretty soon.
He looks like he needs to cut a couple pounds.
Leave Jimmy alone, Steve. You're one to talk, you fuck.
I need to hit the gym, too, but yeah. Jimmy needs to hit it probably first.
Hey, Jimmy's loving life. That's what I'm going to say right now.
No, Jimmy's happy.
You know, and you know what, Steve? You can improve your life, too. You know where this is going?
Yeah, I think I know where this is going.
Where is it
going
to go? Because it doesn't matter what place it goes to. You could be
anywhere on the internet.
Any place. If you go to ICU2.com, video chat salt. Hey, they were the first in the game. When fucking CUC Me was cutting their teeth I see you two already had their goddamn dick in the fucking best bitch of the game. Video chat. Wow. I see you two impregnated the game early on.
How and can you ask for a better plug than that?
I don't know. I don't think you can. I see you, thenumber2.com. Go there. Free to try. Web-based. Doesn't matter. Mac, PC. Do you have a Linux box? Can I pronounce it? No. Are you an asshole? Absolutely. Fuck off. Go to, you know what? Eat shit and then enjoy ICU2. That's ICUthenumber2.com, you fucking dick face. You're so stupid if you don't go to ICUthenumber2.com. Oh, boy. Oh, goddamn boy. Steve, I don't know what the fuck to say anymore. I think I'm done. I'm getting to the point where I'm tapped out because my fucking head is just so full of fucking snot. And you said that I might have the walking pneumonia because if I blow my nose, it'll just be clear fucking liquid. Clear, not even snot, just like water comes out.
That's walking pneumonia. If it's bloody, it's probably seasonal allergies.
I've never even heard fucking... Wait, bloody is allergies?
Yeah. It'll break up all your sinus passages and stuff and you get like...
Since when do you get fucking bloody snot just from there being...
I've had... Bloody hay snuff, seasonal allergies. I've had it.
Maybe you've had fucking walking pneumonia, and you've just been fucking getting it wrong every goddamn year. I don't know. I can't do this again. They had a meeting on Friday, like 2 weeks ago, at like 4:30, and I couldn't even keep my fucking face up. My head was fucking literally heavy, like just too heavy to hold up. And if I tilted my head forward a little bit, it would just shit would just run out of my nose like I was using a neti pot.
Ugh.
It was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Hot sauce.
You know, so I'm sick of people and their fucking remedies. I have somebody that recommended boiling wine and drinking it.
What? No, just hot sauce, man. Hot sauce will clear you right out.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Tommy Pantera is saying that pneumonia is water in the lungs.
Okay. I knew that.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't. You just gave the wrong fucking symptom for pneumonia.
What symptom did I say? Clear snot?
Clear snot.
That's walking pneumonia.
I don't fuck it. Do I give a shit? Tell me what you're going to name your kids, Steve. Let's pick out baby clothes from Carter's. Fucking walk hand in hand and then go share a 9-man tent as we all go camping in your backyard and then... polish off the weekend with a good outing of fishing. Sounds
you know what?
Great.
I was thinking during this week, I had a question for you since you have a significant other.
Sure.
What's do you argue?
Yeah. I think it's impossible not to. Like, there's no relationship that lasts longer than a year where there's no arguments.
All right, that's just
that's a fucking friendship. That's not a relationship.
No, I'm okay. That's a premise to the second question. The second question is important. All right, does she ever become your yes man? Like, she doesn't know about something, and whatever you say is the truth, and she'll just be like, yes, yes, yes.
No, not at all.
Good. That's good. Have you ever encountered couples like that? Where there was just like the guy that yes manned his wife to death, or you know, the husband that would just like
I'm not so sure I fucking know what you're saying. Like, give me an example. Like the wife gives a ration of shit to the husband, and he just okay.
No.
Like, pussyfoots around, or what do you mean? What are you talking about? Yes,
if there was an argument about a political subject or something, and the husband said some opinion. And the wife just blindly agreed with it because they were married.
Wasn't that like every relationship in the 50s?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, do you know people that are still like... Do you know any couples
not
like...
Not really, do you?
Yeah, apparently I do. And I found out today because I got into a minor political argument with a friend of mine. Ugh. And his wife just like on Facebook. And his wife just chimed in just about random little... tidbits of like 3 pages long of like a political argument, and the wife would just chime in and just be like, yeah, Obama's dumb. And she did it like 3 times, and I'm like, What is going on right now?
There's nothing worse than political debate online.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, I've also known another yes man, like, couple, where the wife would just be the yes man. I don't know if you remember our maybe possibly mutual friend Anthony, heavy guy, like to drink beer.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was dating this girl, and basically everything he said was just, you know, echoed by his girlfriend. It was just, as soon as he said it, it was...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this, whatever, blah.
Well, here's the thing. Some people just have a power over others that makes them think they're right all the time. And the people... I can't even fucking pretend. My fucking nose is about to pour into this microphone. And
do
Steve,
it.
I don't do really... It. I don't even... Here's the thing. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be fucking mean. But I don't give a shit about other people. I know that, yeah, I do a fair amount of yelling. And I know, yeah, there's a fair amount of things that I do that irritates the shit out of Amanda. Well, guess what? That's a two-way street. We both irritate the shit out of each other on occasion, but for the most part, it's good. And I think that's what a healthy relationship is. Look, can you see this? Can you see this fucking leaking? God damn it.
Where's your tissues?
I don't have any! I don't fucking have it. I'm ill-prepared.
Why not?
Because I'm ill-prepared, Steve. I'm ill-prepared.
You don't even have, like, a Chinese menu within hand's grasp?
Wait, you would use a Chinese menu to just blow your snots out?
And throw it away, yeah. I have a garbage right
All
here.
I have is an empty bag of Haribo Happy Cola.
It'll work.
It'll work?
You could do it. Just break the top, open a little more. No, not like that.
There's no wipeability. There's no wipeability. It just went all over my face.
Probably on the middle of your shirt. Look at the middle of your shirt.
It went all over my fucking face. This is unhappy cola. Oh, is that rancid?
Oh, God.
You gotta have something that absorbs. You can't use plastic, ladies and gentlemen.
But you actually did blow your nose just now.
Of course! God damn it.
You gotta do it.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for tuning in, everybody. I really appreciate it. Whoa, shit.
That's coming quick.
Coming quick? What are you talking about? Fuck it. It's over with. We're going to go to Spreecast after this.
All right.
I can't continue. I just can't. I'm unfit for conversation. I'm all over the place. What's Spreecast? I don't know. Maybe Tommy Pantera will fucking just chastise us and fucking point weapons at us. For some reason, it's legal on Spreecast to just brandish rifles and aim them at your friends. I don't know.
But smoke a joint and you'll go to jail.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. Unless you're you. Anyway, thank you very, very much for tuning in. DJNewStyleShow.com. Don't forget, Hate Us Talk live tomorrow night on the newly redesigned HearUsTalk.com. Hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. I'm really trying hard enough to get my fucking river of snot on this windscreen. This already stained windscreen. Anyway, Steve, is there anything you'd like to say before we end this episode?
I'd like to say thank you to Frank, and I hope Frank feels a little better about himself.
I hope his dreams of heart disease are postponed at least 2 years.
I hope all Frank
at least 2 years. Anyway, thank you very much. And thanks to Frank for calling it. Have a good day.